Biden, from beach vacation, I worked tirelessly to bring Hirsch home. By Joel B. Polak on September 1, 2024. President Joe Biden issued a statement Saturday evening that he had worked tirelessly to secure the release of Hirsch Goldberg Pauline and other murdered hostages, and claimed he would keep working around the clock for a deal. Biden has been on vacation for 2 weeks, first in Santa Barbara, California, and second in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. It is not clear how he would have been working tirelessly or around the clock while on vacation. His official statement follows, with emphasis added. Earlier today, in a tunnel under the city of Rafah, Israeli forces recovered 6 bodies of hostages held by Hamas. We have now confirmed that one of the hostages killed by these vicious Hamas terrorists was an American citizen, Hirsch Goldberg Pauline. I am devastated and outraged. Hirsch was among the innocents brutally attacked while attending a music festival for peace in Israel on October 7. He lost his arm helping friends and strangers during Hamas' savage massacre. He had just turned 23. He planned to travel the world. I have gotten to know his parents, John and Rachel. They have been courageous, wise, and steadfast, even as they have endured the unimaginable. They have been relentless and irrepressible champions of their son and of all the hostages held in unconscionable conditions. I admire them and grieve with them more deeply than words can express. I know all Americans tonight will have them in their prayers, just as Jill and I will. I have worked tirelessly to bring their beloved Hirsch safely to them and I am heartbroken by the news of his death. It is as tragic as it is reprehensible. Make no mistake, Hamas leaders will pay for these crimes. And we will keep working around the clock for a deal to secure the release of the remaining hostages. Biden has been keeping a low profile since dropping out of the presidential race in late July. Goldberg Pauline was a dual U.S. and Israeli citizen. His body was found on Saturday in a tunnel underneath the city of Rafah, in Gaza, together with that of 5 other hostages. They had been shot in the head in the previous 48 hours, before Israeli soldiers could rescue them. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.